This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We come now to the mea culpa part of the program, kind of self-inflicted, actually. We asked the other day what you think of when you hear the word recession, and in particular, when you hear a lot about a possible recession in the news, what do you think of that?
Hi, my name's Ian Picard, and I'm from Boca Raton, Florida. The media, I think, will see a headline, recession, and they'll want people to think of the most recent recession, because that drives viewership. And the most recent recession happens to be a very bad one that caused a lot of people to change their conditioning about how to act in the financial world. So keep people scared and they'll keep watching. And that's what the media wants.
My name is Annabelle Forey from Lakewood, Colorado. When I hear the word recession, my reaction depends upon the source. When I hear it from commercial media, whether online or TV or radio, well, they seem to be so driven to sensationalize everything that I take it all with a grain of salt. And I get upset that all of you seem to be trying to bring us down into a recession.
Hi, my name is Mitchell Bentley, and I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. If you look at some of the headlines, you'd probably think that the world was about to end. I can see why anyone would think that with the trade war, and the R word kind of acts like a cherry on top. When I hear the media saying that a recession is coming, though, I don't get that worried. I was taught that when you invest, you should do it for the long term. I think that when your investing timeline is for 10, 20, and 40 years, any fluctuations down or up will come out in the wash, and it won't last forever.
Let us know what you're thinking about, would you, when you hear the word recession here or elsewhere. Hit us up at marketplace.org. We're at Marketplace on Twitter. You can get me at Kai Ryssdal, K-A-I-R-Y-S-S-D-A-L.